our next guest, he's had a big day. There's been a lot of conjecture about Brad Crouch and his future, whether he's going to stay in Adelaide, whether he's going to go back to Victoria. And all that was put to bed today when he signed a four-year extension, which is great news for all Crows fans. And he joins us now. Crouchy, how are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Going well.
Golf claps, Crouchy. Golf claps. Good boy.
Well done. Congratulations. What was the overwhelming feeling? Was it elation, relief? You tell us. What'd you feel?
Yeah, it was a bit of relief, really, Vic. Probably the last 3 or 4 weeks I've been trying to get it done. So a little bit of stress around that, just week to week. But I think it's, a little bit of relief now and I can get on with the rest of the year.
Was there a light bulb moment for it, Brad?
So what was that, a light bulb moment?
Well, there was massive talk that you'd go, massive interest from interstate. Was there one thing that said, you know what, love this club, I'm staying?
I definitely, over time, I've always felt a real connection to the club, I guess. And there was times earlier in the season and I guess last year when things weren't going that great where it did cross my mind, but I never got serious about making a move. I never ever spoke to a club personally. Or anything like that. So it was more, the thoughts were there, but I always wanted to stay at the Crows. And I think once I played a bit of footy and showed a little bit of form, I think that was when I was going to try and get it done. That's what was always in the back of my head. So it's good to finally get it done.
Tell us about some of the other things that influence you. You know, I'm sure the direction the team's heading in, the blokes you've probably spent most of your life with the last 4 years, those things are important too, I suspect.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. It's the same thing. You get a lot of connections and a lot of friends that I've met over here. The footy club has been so good to me, moving over from Victoria and everything that I've had to go through injury-wise and stuff like that, with the support they've put in place to me. I really feel like I owe them something. And with our strong culture and how good our list looks and stuff like that, I think over the next 4 years is a real chance for team success. So I thought I just have to stay around.
So it wasn't your brother or Tex or girlfriends. It was, you just love the club, Crouchy.
I think having Matt over here definitely helps. But like I said today in the press conference, it's definitely not the reason I'd stay.
Yeah.
It does help, obviously, in my relationship with Taylor and having a girlfriend over here as well. But I think footy's your job. And if it meant that if I was still in the reserves right now, it might be a little bit different story if I was chasing opportunity somewhere else. It's just, You have to do it. It's definitely my decision in the end, and I'm really happy with the one I've made.
Good man. How tough was it when you got sent back to the sample this year?
Yeah, it was tough for me. I understood exactly why though I went back, and my form over the 2 weeks when I came back, I was really disappointed with myself, and I understood what I needed to do. And I guess there's times in everyone's career where they doubt themselves at times. It was probably one of the ones for me. And I was just so eager to get back and play some good footy and get back in the side. And I think since I've come back the last time, I think I came back fit and ready to go. And I've played a lot better footy than what I did then.
So what were you told to work on, Crouchy?
A lot of it was around virtually my match fitness, really, because
what I did
fair block of training while I was playing SA NFL for then 3 or 4 weeks, and I think there was a bye in there as well, so I had a chance to do a lot of conditioning, because what had actually happened is I'd hurt my hip. I'd done most of pre-season, but I'd hurt my hip just on the eve of the season, where I missed 2 or 3 weeks training, and then I came back and played round 1 and 2 and then had that little hammy. So it was more about getting back playing consistently and getting sort of a bit of continuity in my training and my playing. And then going from there, because I always was confident once I do string 4 or 5 games together, I'll be able to play the footy I want. But it was just frustrating, and then I kept having little slip-ups.
Now, you've averaged 27 possessions since coming back in 7 weeks ago. And look, for me, the last 3 or 4 weeks, you've been improving each week. Do you feel like you're getting close to your best form?
Yeah, I do. I still think there's a fair way to go. I'm starting to feel a lot like I'm running the games a lot better, and my running's starting to really improve, which is the main thing, I think, for my game. I still think I can be more damaging up forward and keep kicking the ball as much as I can. But I think overall, I see my form just keep increasing. Hopefully, I can keep doing that and coming to finals, because I know it's going to be pretty important.
Brad, did you or do you or have you felt any extra pressure with Patrick Dangerfield moving on, especially with buffheads like me that say, well, who cares about Paddy? We've got Brad. I mean, there is a feel one out, one in. Did you feel any of that pressure or expectation externally from guys like me, I guess?
I guess in some ways I do. I do expect a lot of myself as well. And coming to this season, last year being such a disappointing year with me, with my foot injury, I was really pumped up to have a big season. I had really high expectations of myself. And probably early on, I was really disappointed that I couldn't, and very frustrated that I couldn't be out there doing it. And especially when you do believe you can have a really good impact, it's very frustrating, especially missing last season. So it does at times play on your mind. But I think as a midfielder, and especially working with Scott Camporelli and some of our midfield coaches, I just need to keep speaking to them and working on my game and let that sort of take care of itself.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll drop off a bit, Brad. I don't want to put any extra pressure on you. Hey, Brad, are you confident in your body now? Are you confident you've got an AFL match-hardened body and all that bad luck's gone?
Yeah, I am. I guess in some way, I've always been pretty confident in my body. It's been frustrating because the injuries I've actually had have been broken bones and impact injuries, yeah, where I've had someone knee me in my leg. I've had a slight stress fracture in my foot, and it ended up turning into a massive crack. And it's just, there have been injuries, I think, that have been just a little bit unlucky. And then I've had a hammy this year, but it was only a tiny little thing. But I've always been confident in my body, and I guess the frustrating bit is that it's not the reoccurring hamstrings or calves and stuff that you see some players get. So I think with the work I've done and with the stuff that the physios and that have done with me over the time, I'm very confident now.
How enjoyable has the year been for you, particularly the last 7 weeks, because you've spent a lot of time watching footy in recent times?
Yeah, exactly, because I think, like, missing a lot of footy, you definitely appreciate a lot more when you're playing. I've loved just being playing footy full stop. I think even when I did play SANFL and stuff like that, I thought the way I sort of looked at it was that I'm still out there playing, and it's a lot better than being in the bloody surgeon's room or in the bleachers watching. So that's the main thing this year. I've just tried to really enjoy my footy and enjoy training and being back out there playing.
And you're chasing your brother now. He's on 42 games. You're on 36. He's just straight past you.
Yeah, I know he's gone straight past me. Oh, well, I'm counting how many good ones you play.
Oh, Brad. Oh, good, man.
You got a handful.
Hey, what do you do outside of footy, Brad?
This year I'm studying real estate. I'm doing a real estate license, both me and Rory Laird. So that's sort of taking up a little bit of my time at the moment, even though I'm probably a little bit behind.
How's Lady going with that?
No, he's going shocking as well.
Is he?
Hey, Crouchy, I just had a text from 5AA's Michael Keelan. He reckons you owe him a $500 cupboard because you didn't tie it down on the trailer well enough and it flew off. Is that true?
Yeah, that's actually not true. That's from Michael Pratt. Pratty. He took me on a joyride last year where he didn't tie up a cupboard and it flew off in the middle of Kensington Road when I had my foot in a moon boot and I couldn't help him pick the pieces off the road.
No, he reckons you tied it down. He said you were the one that tied it on the trailer, Brad. So that's not true?
See, that's where it's not true at all. I couldn't even get out of the car at the time because I had surgery the week before.
Oh, Pratty. Pratty's taking the mickey there, Brad. Mate, we're that proud of you. Well done. A 4-year deal. You and your brother here. Adelaide's your home. We know that. Have a good win on the weekend. Well, hopefully against Fremantle. A good finals campaign. We'll keep in touch, mate. Great work. Well done.
No worries. Thanks a lot for that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Brad Crouch.
He's a gun.
That's a good news story in Adelaide now.
Good news story. That's a great news story.
Yeah, no doubt.